Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 3rd. Currently, with partly cloudy skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is east at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.69. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 35 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The man who robbed Walmart Sunday evening has been captured. Julio Flores has more.
Coffeyville PD responded around 6:40 p.m. for a call of reported armed robbery. The suspect had fled the scene by the time officers arrived. The investigation advanced rapidly in the 24 hours that followed. The suspect and his vehicle were identified. The next day, officers observed the suspect's vehicle in Coffeyville, and a felony traffic stop was conducted. 63-year-old Laburn Howard Timmerman of Tyro was taken into custody without incident. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The number of mountain lions spotted in Kansas has grown over the past 15 years. According to wildlife experts at Kansas State University, there have been at least 50 confirmed mountain lion sightings since 2007. And they said you should not have to worry about aggressive behavior from them, but you should not approach the animals. And they also say sightings should be reported to local wildlife officials. Mountain lion sightings have also increased in neighboring states over the past few years. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at qualitystructures.com.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The Kansas Legislature continued a busy week last Wednesday with several bills advancing on final action. The Senate passed two bills that already passed the House. House Bill 2313, defining born-alive fetuses as any fetus with a heartbeat, muscle movement, or pulsation of the umbilical cord, and requiring health care providers present at an attempted abortion to give it care, regardless of the circumstances that it was delivered. And House Bill 2304 is the bill implementing the NRA's Eddie Eagle Gun Safety Program in schools. Both of those bills will now head to the governor. The House advanced multiple high-profile bills already approved in the Senate, including Senate Bill 180, which legally defines biological sexes for governmental determinations, and Senate Bill 209, which moves the advance ballot deadline to 7 p.m. on Election Day. There's a crime bundle in Senate Bill 174 that includes expanding the Attorney General's prosecutorial authority and taking fentanyl strips off of the state's illegal paraphernalia list, and a tax bundle in Senate Bill 169 that includes a flat income tax rate for all Kansans and immediately eliminates the sales tax on food. Senators will review amendments to those bills before sending them to the governor. The House also approved House Bill 2036, which is a property tax exemption for qualified disabled veterans and spouses, House Bill 2140, which implements work requirements for certain food assistance registrants aged 50 through 59 without dependents, and House Bill 2439, which requires medical providers to inform people undergoing drug-induced abortions that they can still change their minds. The Senate, meanwhile, approved two bills regarding vaccine requirements. Senate Bill 314 prohibits schools from requiring COVID-19 vaccines, and Senate Bill 315 prevents them from questioning religious exemptions for any vaccine. The Senate also passed House Bill 2138, which requires school districts to keep transgender students from rooming with students of the gender that they identify with, and allows people to appeal against a school board's decision to close a school. Finally, the Senate also approved its substitute for House Bill 2127, which erases the statute of limitations for childhood sexual abuse. The Kansas Insurance Department and the Office of the Kansas State Treasurer have received reports of a mail scam circulating in multiple Kansas counties. These letters claim to be from an attorney with law firms located in Canada and state that there are millions of dollars in an unclaimed life insurance policy available. The sender asked the recipient of the letter to partner with them to claim the money. Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt and Treasurer Stephen Johnson advised Kansans that these letters are a scam and to not contact the sender. Schmidt said that unfortunately scams like this are nothing new. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You should always be cautious of any unsolicited offer that promises no risk but requires your personal information before you can claim an alleged benefit. Johnson stated there are no fees associated with locating unclaimed property, including old life insurance policies that have been remitted to their office. While they may follow up to request additional information to verify your claim, the letters will come directly from their office, not from a third party, and you could always contact their office to verify that a letter is authentic. There are legitimate ways to check for both a life insurance policy benefit and unclaimed property through valid sources. Kansans can locate a life insurance policy using the National Association of Insurance Commissioners Life Insurance Policy Locator. And to check for unclaimed property in you or your loved one's name, you can visit the Treasurer's Office Unclaimed Property Division at kansascash.ks.gov/up_Maine. You can also call 785-296-4165. To report suspected insurance fraud, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Anti-Fraud Division at 785-296-5203 or email kid.antifraud@ks.gov. Kansans are reminded that for the first time in the 20-year history of the Kansas Tobacco Quit Line, 1-800-QUIT-NOW, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment is offering all phone coaching enrollees 8 weeks of free nicotine replacement therapy while supplies last. Participants who are 18 years of age and older that want to quit smoking, vaping, or chewing tobacco and enroll in the phone coaching program can choose a lozenge, gum, or patch that will be mailed directly to their home if they enroll by midnight on Sunday, April 30th. Matthew Schrock, the cessation coordinator, said they want all tobacco users to know that although quitting is hard, that they can do it. He said individuals who smoke often try to quit several times before succeeding. However, proven treatments and services are available that can improve your chances to quit for good. He added that they encourage all Kansans to try to quit, and if they want free help, to take advantage of this opportunity. The Kansas Tobacco Quit Line is a free 24/7 resource available to Kansas residents to help them quit smoking. The Quit Line provides help such as counseling, a personalized quit plan, and quitting support by phone and through online services. And a survey of Quit Line users highlighted that 90% of participants were satisfied with the Quit Line coaches and counselors. The Quit Line can be reached by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. In Nebraska news, on Friday, the Nebraska Legislature's Education Committee advanced a bill package designed to improve school safety. Senator Lynn Walls of Fremont, who is sponsoring the bill, said now more than ever, the number one priority is to keep communities safe. The measure includes recommendations from Nebraska's School Safety Task Force, which was formed last year after last year's school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Under the proposal, a $15 million grant program related to security infrastructure would be created. Wall said that means securing doorways, windows, and cameras that are needed, and it would also continue the Safe to Help NE hotline where people can report suspicious behaviors. And he said that they want to make sure that that hotline continues because since its implementation, the hotline has received over 200 calls. Two other important pieces of the bill are hiring specialists across the state to provide safety training to schools and creating a $5 million grant program to improve mental health issues. Anahai Salazar, the policy coordinator for the organization Voices of Children, said having more mental health professionals in the school system will help the community be more proactive. And they said it's beneficial to have someone at the school where the students go every day to help keep that stability and help keep that assurance that they can talk to someone that's safe and with someone that's reliable. Walls added that they wanted to make sure that they were continually keeping mental health resources at the top of the list because they know that prevention is key. A man was arrested after police say that he asked a driver for a ride in North Lincoln and then stole his car. Around 1:45 p.m. on Thursday, a 51-year-old man was driving near 33rd and Holdridge Streets in North Lincoln when an unknown man, later identified as 32-year-old Lance Buss, jumped in front of his car. According to police, Buss then told the man that he needed a ride and got into the car, and once they arrived at a parking lot near 33rd Street and Huntington Avenue, Buss hit the man multiple times and forced him out of the vehicle. Buss then drove off with the victim's vehicle, a 2002 black Lexus GS300. During the investigation, officers had learned that the Lexus had been seen throughout Lincoln, including at the airport, a hospital, and a car rental company. While at the car rental company, officers were able to identify Buss as the suspect, and at around 8 p.m., officers found the stolen vehicle at a home near 57th and Adams Streets, where Buss was then arrested on suspicion of robbery. Weather permitting, an asphalt overlay project should begin today, April 3rd, on N-25, according to the Nebraska Department of Transportation. State maintenance forces will be performing the asphalt overlay at various locations between Reference Post 1 to Reference Post 10, beginning 1 mile north of the Nebraska-Kansas state line. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and the work is anticipated to take 10 days to complete. Motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors has named Carol Hell as its new executive director, and Hell brings 10 years of experience working in the Norton community, both professionally as the grant coordinator for the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas's Pathways to a Healthy Kansas program, and personally with the passion for arts, civic interests, and volunteerism. Hale was to assume the role starting April 1st, with the former executive director, Katie Wagner, taking on a mentorship role to assist Hale in transitioning to her new role. Hale will continue to carry out duties as grant coordinator for Pathways, while also learning the day-to-day functions of the foundation and meeting with donors and community partners. After 7 years serving as the communications director for the Norton County Hospital and the executive director of the Norton Regional Health Foundation, Katie Wagner announced her resignation from her roles to pursue an exciting new opportunity. Hale said that the Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors and the Norton County Hospital staff have expressed sincere gratitude for all that Katie has done to build the foundation while also being the voice of the Norton County Hospital. She said everyone will miss her, and they will wish her the best in her new endeavor. The Norton Regional Health Foundation Board of Directors include President Terry Nelson, Vice President Jill Edgett, Secretary Treasurer Karen Griffiths, along with Jill Hall, Megan Kieswetter, and Jennifer Miller and Chris Tanner. The Norton Regional Health Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit organization with a mission to support the enhancement of quality health care for the residents of Norton County and surrounding counties. The foundation is officed within the Norton County Hospital, and more information is available at ntcohosp.com. On Friday, Governor Kelly issued a proclamation declaring the month of April as Safe Digging Month in Kansas. The proclamation, in concurrence with the National Safe Digging Month, reminds Kansans to call 811 before starting any outdoor digging projects. Governor Kelly joined the Kansas Corporation Commission, Kansas 811, and other industry professionals in encouraging excavators and homeowners to call 811 before they begin digging projects to prevent injuries, property damage, and inconvenient utility outages. According to the Common Ground Alliance, a recent national survey reveals that 74% of U.S. homeowners plan to dig on their property this year. And of those who are planning projects, more than 49.3 million Americans will put themselves and their communities at risk by not contacting 811 before digging. Dialing 811 connects callers to Kansas 811, which notifies the appropriate utility companies of the intent to dig. The calls are taken 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and locate requests can also be made online at kansas811.com. Excavators and homeowners are required to make a request at least 2 working days prior to beginning a digging project. Professional locators are then sent to the digging site to mark the approximate locations of underground lines with flags or spray paint, and once the lines have been accurately marked, digging can begin. Every digging project, no matter how large or small, requires a call to 811, and there's no charge to have the utility lines marked. The depth of utility lines vary, and there may be multiple lines in common areas. Some utility lines are buried only a few inches below the surface, making them easy to strike during shallow digging projects. Installing a mailbox, landscaping, putting in a fence, and building a deck are all examples of digging projects that necessitate a call to 811. To learn more about 811 and Safe Digging Month, you can visit call811.com, and more information about Kansas 811 is available at kansas811.com. One person was injured in an accident just after 4 a.m. on Sunday in Trigo County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2014 Peterbilt semi driven by Kendall K. Harold, 69, of Colby, was southbound on U.S. 283 just north of N Road when the semi struck two cows, slid off of the roadway, struck a telephone pole, and overturned. EMS transported Harold to the Trigo County Hospital, and he was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be pigs in a blanket, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken patty, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools all day, it's the Norton Community High School Yearbook Photo Day. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be mostly sunny with a high near 64 and breezy, with a east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 42 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, some patchy blowing snow between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 68 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour on Tuesday. And on Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of snow before 1 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 22 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour on Tuesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 47 and windy with wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. On Friday, sunny with a high near 71 and breezy. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 74. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Currently with partly cloudy skies, it is 41 degrees. The humidity is 57%. The wind speed is east at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.69. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 35 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it!
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The NFL draft is just 4 weeks away as it'll take place in Kansas City coming up at the end of the month of April. And the Chiefs have the 31st overall pick in the draft. And Kent Swanson of the KC Sports Network joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. And he gave his thoughts on the edge rusher position in the draft and where he thinks the Chiefs can try and find value and if they should attack it coming up in the draft.
They've got George Karloftis and Charles Amenihi locked up for the next two seasons, but you need to continue to load up on the edge position. Mike Dana's in a contract year. You know, if they sign a veteran, it's probably a one-year deal. Continuing to add bodies into that rotation is always going to be a valuable strategy. And the good news for the Chiefs is I think there's a lot of edge players that fit the profile that the Chiefs typically prefer at the defensive end position, which means, you know, there could be, you know, there could be a good player that falls to them, you know, at the end of the round one, but there could be, you know, positions early in the draft around, you know, 63 or 95 they might be able to grab to.
KI in Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, we're watching a weak frontal boundary sliding south into northern Kansas. There'll be some moisture around the front that may lead to a shower or thunderstorm. We'll watch that closely, with temperatures running a little cooler to the north of the front, much warmer in the 70s and 80s to the south of the front. Meanwhile, a strong upper-level low-pressure system is coming onto the west coast. That low is going to be sliding a little bit further east and eventually pulling in more moisture ahead of it. A warm and humid day tomorrow, with thunderstorms likely developing along and ahead of a dry line and cold front. That may not happen until later tomorrow, and they'll race off to the east. Any storms that form could be severe. In northwest Kansas today, our high temperature in the upper 60s. In north central Kansas, a few showers possible this morning with a high near 60. And in northeast Kansas, scattered storms this morning with a high in the upper 60s. In southwestern Kansas, sunny, warm with a high in the upper 70s today. Low 80s possible in south central Kansas. and it'll be breezy in southeastern Kansas, clearing with a high 82. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
And as we look at the early